It was a secret little trip.
Yep, he's there.
No one knew there was going to be this big. Everybody was going to go to Camp David. There was going to be.
Well, he's probably already back, though. Don't you understand?
Surgical strike.
Oh yeah, did you ever see that movie in which O.J. Simpson, some other people starred that they were going to the moon and they never did, and it was just a whole hoax. My guess.
O.J. Simpson to the moon, to the moon.
You guys don't remember that movie?
If only.
It was quite a movie. And then, of course, we've got to at least cry in our beer over what the Czechs did to the good old USA on the soccer field.
Yeah, I love the little headline in the USA Today, U.S. team struggles. That was not a struggle. That was a pummeling.
I think 3-0 is the equivalent of getting beat in American football, like 55-0.
Yeah. Oh, man. And it could have easily been 5-0.
And then, of course, nobody pays a whole lot of attention to who rides motorcycles except the coach for the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Oh, my
God. Yes. Don't wear a helmet. Well, there's your public service announcement right there.
Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
He doesn't believe in them.
Oh, you're talking about the, an image for kids?
Yeah, remember when Gary Busey got brain damage because he fell off a motorcycle without wearing a helmet and nobody noticed?
I was going to say, I think Gary Busey got improved.
Sometimes you just need a good whack in the head. Right?
That is correct. You scramble around and you do all kinds of things. And then the handgun ban
has
been lifted. I can put my piece back on.
We got a lot to talk about, including Willie Brown's piece. Here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Thank you, John Scott, for the Progressive News Hour.
And thank you, gentlemen. Looking forward to the show coming up on the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. A surprise visitor in Baghdad today, President Bush. Our Dick Giuliano reports live from Washington. The president was supposed to be discussing Iraq at Camp David. Dick.
Bill, it's a White House curveball. The president is not at Camp David. The White House confirms President Bush quietly left the United States last night with a few aides and reporters in tow. And he's turned up this morning in Baghdad, meeting with the new Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri Maliki. Even the Prime Minister was surprised to see the President of the United States. The President is expected to spend about 5 hours in Iraq before turning Air Force One around and returning to the United States. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
As you can imagine, security for the president's visit is extremely tight. Retired Major General Don Shepard says Mr. Bush will be in a heavily guarded part of Baghdad.
He would be helicoptered into the Green Zone. The Green Zone is probably one of the most barricaded, fortified zones in the world anywhere. I mean, it is really, really a secure zone.
Only a few people knew about the president's trip beforehand. Heavy rain and tornadoes are the biggest dangers from Tropical Storm Alberto, which is moving closer to Florida's Gulf Coast. Correspondent Ed McCarthy is live with the latest on conditions in Cedar Key.
Well, Bill, residents of Cedar Key, Florida, are saying goodbye for now to Tropical Storm Alberto. This resident stayed and says she didn't concern herself very much with the first tropical storm of the year.
Yeah, well, I slept most of the time.
So it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Florida residents who live further inland are being told to watch throughout the day for the threat of tornadoes. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN, Cedar Key, Florida.
Karl Rove, one of the president's top advisors, will not face charges in the CIA leak investigation. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio, Will and Willie, and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
This is a special report from the Quake News Team, San Francisco in 60 seconds, on 960 The Quake.
She was the Jennifer Beals character from Flashdance, but in real life. The woman whose life was the inspiration for this hit 1980s movie Flashdance lost her bid in San Francisco's federal court for a copyright interest in the film. Her name is Maureen Martyr, a former construction worker by day and an exotic dancer by night. Martyr supposedly released her interest in the project for just $2,300. Pretty tragic when you hear that Flashdance grossed more than $150 million at the box office. This case has been bouncing around the court system, as you can hear, for years. Finally, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruling that Martyr gave up her right to anything related to the film after signing an agreement with Paramount Pictures in 1982. Flashdance tells the story of a Pittsburgh woman who is a construction worker during the day and then is an exotic dancer at night. The star of the movie, Jennifer Beals, and of course her intense workout routines in the film helped inspire the 1980s aerobics and exercise craze.
Listen for our specials every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. and online at quakeradio.com.
So, you didn't get DirecTV when we offered you a free four-room DirecTV system with free installation. And when we offered you a free DirecTV DVR or HD receiver, you were a...
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man, or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
705, this report brought to you by Chevy Fuel Price Protection. Fremont, two-car crash on 880 southbound. It's at Altamont Parkway. Looks like the second lane from the left is blocked right now. Our South Bay problems continue. 101 southbound before 880. Car hit some metal debris that we warned you about a few minutes ago. That's tough. It's in three right lanes. Car now over to the shoulder, but that junk may still be on the road. We'll get an update on it for you. Two-car crash blocking the right lane, 101 northbound at 880. So that whole area is a mess at the moment. Southbound 880 at 7th Street in Oakland, there's a stall in one of the lanes. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza back up to the 880 overpass. Walnut Creek, the stall. It's like a truck on 680 northbound right at the North Main off-ramp. If you want to put a cap on gas prices and pay only $1.99 a gallon, go to fuelprotection.com to find out how and learn about Chevy Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 7:06, we're live from the corner of Mission Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale with Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells, and good morning.
Just back from the Talkers Convention in New York City.
Yes, the new media seminar. Lots of seminars about talk radio, where it's going, what's going on with it, and the various forms that it'll be delivered through.
Are we headed in the right direction of the same place that it is going?
Yes, we are headed there.
Good, good. Perhaps we will intersect someday.
And the mayor's heading to New York after the show.
What is this, a tag team New York sort of thing? You come back, I have to go?
I'm trying to get a better gig, man. I don't know about the two of you.
You're ditching us so early, man.
Nothing personal.
No.
I'm going to include you. I'm going to include you in the deal.
That's the first rule. Everybody's ditchable.
I'm going to include you in the first deal. You know, as a permanent guest.
Okay.
On an as-needed basis, no guarantee.
Which is kind of what I'm here now.
Yes. Yeah. That's the way I figure I am in life. I don't figure that you know, got nothing else going here. This is it.
That ain't bad.
No,
permanent guest at a movable feast.
I spoke yesterday at a graduation exercise for kids from middle school going to high school at the Willie Brown College Preparatory Academy.
That must have been cool.
I got to tell you that I was at the Marshall High School, Thurgood Marshall High School. The auditorium of the school itself where the academy was too small for the number of parents and friends who wanted to show up. These little kids were in robes, caps, and gowns. It was really incredibly impressive. But what was more impressive, you recognize the cultural gap existing between people in this city and people in some of the places, and even within the internal structure of the city. Because when the kids stood up to start doing the national anthem, the parents didn't stand. Not because they were not patriotic, because no one asked them to stand, and they did not know that it is a natural thing to stand up for the national for the national anthem.
Wow.
It was just amazing. It, you know, you always discover things.
I guess they don't go to many baseball games.
That is right. Or football games or anything. These people live an isolated life. And then you see the story in the newspaper today about a trip from Malcolm X School, which is in the Hunters Point area, to the DeYoung Museum. And for the kids who are going, first time they've ever been in Golden Gate Park. And they live right here in Hunters Point. First time they've ever been in a museum. Just think about that. Just think the gap that exists between the classes in this city and the races in this city. Mm. And we all take this city so much for granted. Mm. I was so delighted to have been there to watch that. And, of course, when I said something about standing, they started standing up one, two, three at a time. It was amazing. It was just dramatic. I just said, stand up, stand up, stand up. It was cool. It was absolutely cool. Tone blown away. I debated whether or not during the time that I gave the graduation address and I received an honorary diploma.
Degree?
Yeah.
Moving from Marshall Thurgood High School?
No, not from high school. From the middle school.
Oh, from...
You don't think I'm that talented.
Willie L. Brown Jr. Middle School?
Yeah, you don't think I'm that talented.
Oh, that must have been cool.
I got to tell you, it blew me away. I spoke a lot longer than I had anticipated because I got going. I got in the groove. You know, you get in the groove and you start referencing your own previous history and what occurred in the school you were in and what happened. And I tell the story about, I said, when my mother became a grandmother, and in the days when she was raising me, it was nothing, you know, to smack me and whack me as she deemed it appropriate and as I appeared to need it. And I said, so when she got to be a grandmother, one of the little smart-ass nieces of mine, when her mother said something to her about something, she said, I'm going to call 911 and report child abuse. And my mother looked at her and said, no, you're going to report a death.
Yeah, you don't do that anymore, man. It's different.
What she was, a belt, a switch, a plank?
Everything.
Anything that was available.
Whatever was handy. What I used to hate is if she was ironing, and you know you have the ironing card.
An ironing?
Ironing card.
I don't know what an ironing card is.
Yeah, that's the connection between.
Oh, the cord. Oh, okay.
Come on.
I'm sorry. All right.
She'd take the...
Ooh, man.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh.
But you didn't report it. Let me tell you.
No, you
did not report it. You simply resolved never to expose yourself in that way again.
I'll tell you, I do not understand. I see these stories on TV, and these kids don't do what their parents say, and the kids are out to all hours of the... And I don't understand. I would never have been able to get away with that. And in my case, it wasn't corporal punishment. I mean, there was grounding, and there was taking away privileges, and...
You didn't get spanked?
Not much. Maybe a couple of times, but
I got 14 whippings in one day once.
Whoa.
14.
You counted?
Are you kidding me?
What, they started escalating, and one piggyback on the other one?
Well, they got into... Remember to this day.
It became a confrontation, and you had to go out and get the switch.
Yeah.
Well, when I went out and got the switch, I was a little clever guy.
Got a little tiny switch?
No, I took the knife and cut little rivets. So when you struck me the first time,
it would break.
Switch went to splintering. I mean, and she figured, that's a bad switch. Got another switch. I'd do it again. Finally, she said, I think I know what you're doing. I'm doubling it, and I'm going to get the switch. I never tried that again. No, it was just part of the deal.
Well, my parents were able to do me through guilt. Just by if my mom was disappointed in me or my dad or just it worked that way.
No, there was no time for disappointment.
For me, it did.
In, in my world, there was no time for disappointment. Disappointment was natural. That was a natural number. She had to, you know, invent. And well, I believe,
I got
to
tell you, people aren't hitting kids anymore.
Well, it's too bad.
Yeah, maybe they should. You want to start a corporal punishment sort of?
No.
Bring back the switch. Switch to the switch.
The 5-year-old that frightens me.
That's right. You haven't. You've never spanked Sydney, have
you? Oh, are you kidding me? Sydney would spank me.
Yeah.
Sydney will tell you up front. She will. What you cannot do, but she has a better understanding. I didn't have a good understanding when I was growing up. I really thought that, you know, I knew everything and there was nothing else to know. I asked zero questions, I'm telling you. And when a little kid at 5 can say, it's Al Gore and he won't stop talking, I mean, you got to leave her alone. Because you can reason with her. You can walk her through whatever she is in fact doing. And you can explain to her why she shouldn't do it and that you are in charge. And she will say, I can't wait till I'm in charge. That way she didn't have to obey. You know?
Won't be too long.
No. She didn't realize she's already in charge. But
yeah, don't tell her.
We'll work it out.
She's not listening now.
But this was a fabulous experience, that graduation. And then I see the story about the kids going to the Young Museum. I realize how we've got to. Shelley Brett Bell was here from the Bayview Opera House, and she talked about taking kids on extensive trips around the world. We need to increase that because the cultural gap that exists out there makes it really difficult.
I want to go to Paris. I want to go to Paris with her. Tell Shelley to take me.
All right. I think you're deprived in the sunset.
I am.
I don't think you
are. I am. I can prove it.
I think they're... No kidding.
I can prove my deprivation.
Speaking of the sunset, I had a drink last evening with the supervisor from the sunset, young man who's been on our program, Sean.
Sean Ellsberg?
Yeah. Ellsberg. Sean Ellsberg.
Hello. Appointed by Gavin.
But then elected on his own.
Yeah, elected on his own, so he doesn't
really
have to
a talented young man. I enjoyed
good guy?
The, yeah. I enjoyed the brief meeting.
Where were you guys?
Over at the St. Regis. I enjoyed the meeting with him, and he was just it was impressive, the width and breadth of his knowledge and his observation skills in the world of politics. That guy has a real future. I mean, like a real future. He was just on all points. He knew what he was doing, knew what he was saying, measured responses and tones.
I wonder if the Democratic Party might not be able to use him. You know, they...
That's the bench.
Yeah?
That should be a part of the bench.
Because right now I'm real worried because a lot of things are going Bush's way. Karl Rove today, it was
announced... Trip to Baghdad.
Yeah, it was announced that Rove is not going to be indicted. The grand jury has decided, and... Bush, he kind of juked us all out. He said he was going to have a special conference today.
Teleconference.
At Camp David, and they were going to have a little video conference with al-Maliki in Baghdad. And then it turns out Bush is actually in Baghdad.
Well, the machine wouldn't work.
So they had no recourse.
He had to chat with the guy. Yeah. He had no choice. So he went over there. But you see how cheap he is? He wouldn't even spend the night. Not one full day of hotel accommodations have been afforded.
You know, there's not a lot of hotels there that don't have insurgents working.
No,
I don't know. Unless he's sneaking into a Motel 6. You
know. They keep the bed open. And they keep the light on.
And we've got P.J. Corkery with us in the next segment from the San Francisco Examiner. Run through some of the stories in the day. And what is the smartest city in the U.S.? We'll find out in just a few moments. 717, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Aaron.
Yes, Aaron, I just spoke to someone with OnStar about 10 minutes ago to report an accident. Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
San Francisco.
Live from the capital of the left coast, San Francisco, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 721, and with the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can drop by and be part of our live studio audience, and dropping in on Tuesdays at this time, PJ Corkery. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. And from the fabulous world of the biz journals, these are the newspapers sometimes known as the Business Times or Business Journals. There's one in San Francisco. It's one in every big city. They have done a survey to determine what is the smartest city in the United States. And
it's us, right?
No.
No?
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I kid you not. It is not us. The smartest city.
Cambridge?
And the no. Big city is
Austin? Pittsburgh.
It's worse than that.
You've got to be kidding me.
Worse than Pittsburgh?
Well,
Newark.
Well, Pittsburgh would make sense.
Seattle?
You know that great...
Omaha.
Seattle is number one.
That's where my brother lives.
San Francisco is number two, the second smartest.
See the other brother.
The two brown boys.
City.
You see that? The brown
see,
boys
I knew. I knew. I nailed it.
Now, this is a survey.
In terms of education?
In terms of education. So I think it's somewhat skewed. It's based on the percentage of adults who have achieved certain levels.
Yeah, college degrees, with doctorate degrees, et cetera. Advanced degrees. Seattle has that.
Who's making up for me, I wonder?
Seattle has the competition up there. For credentials, pretty tough.
Prices, too.
I mean, the big man in Seattle never finished college.
Well, what you do is you go up there and you go up there and you fake your credentials.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of that going around.
or putting bad stuff on the web. Have you been reading these stories about these kids who, you know, get pictures of them passed out on MySpace and Facebook? And so then they go for their little interview, and the guy says, well, I don't know, you're smoking pot and you're passed out from drinking, huh?
Yeah, there was one undergraduate somewhere who had listed on his MySpace thing. This was a kid who's, I think, a chemistry major, and he had just listed among things that he likes to do. And MySpace is just, you know, it's just a bulletin board, because he said things I like to do. He said, I like to blow things up. So he didn't get the job. Hey. You know, Dow Chemical or someone was thinking about no.
Anything. No.
No. No. Here are the stats on San Francisco's second smartest city.
Oh, who's the dumbest?
And the dumbest is Miami.
That's really unfair.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Because Miami's just loaded with all sorts of energy, and anyway, it's, you know, the capital of...
I just think that it's terrible to identify somebody as the dumbest.
Well, they...
They don't call them the dumbest. They're the last number in the smartest.
It's number 53 in the big city. But
well, it was cruel, though, in high school, you know. Hey, dummy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was always a fist fight because dummy was always bigger than the rest of us.
God. Here are the stats for San Francisco. 45% of its adults hold bachelor's degrees.
45.
San Francisco ranks third in concentration of graduate and professional degrees. Percentage with a graduate or professional degree in San Francisco, 16.4%. Percentage that have earned a bachelor's degree, 28.6%. Earned an associate degree, 5.6%. Went to college but didn't earn a degree, 16.8%. Graduated from high school, only 13.9%. Dropped out of high school, 18.8%, which is a surprisingly high figure. It's that, but you know, we have a lot of people moving into town who. We just got here. But that's the news from there. Now, over the weekend in Las Vegas, where you just were at, they had the yearly COS Festival, or as COS, as I want to call it.
COS. Yeah.
K-O.
Because his name is Marcos.
Marcos.
And Daily COS.
This is the convention of political bloggers. And there was this hilarious interview with Tim Big Face Russet. On Sunday morning.
Let's be clear. That's P.J. Corkery, who is on 960 The Quake, who just referred to you, Tim, as Tim Big Face.
Okay, I take it back. I should refer to him by his proper cognomen, the Buffalo Bully Boy.
Well, I like the description.
The Big Face.
Hey, why are you discriminating against people with big faces?
That's not discriminating. That's descriptive.
It's descriptive. He fills the screen.
All right.
But he was interviewing Coes, and they had given Russet the word blogosphere. But Russet, you know, in the confusion of things, gets the word blogosphere and bloggers confused. So he starts talking about the blogospheres. And you know, the blogosphere.
Like Bush
George
Bush. Internet.
It sounds like George Bush.
Which reminds me of the conversation I had after the election last week with one of our great political minds in San Francisco. about the results. And I asked this fellow about a certain political maneuver that took place. I said, was there a lot of chicanery in this? And he turned around to me and he said, there was no chicanery at all. but back to Coase.
I don't think the Chicanos actually had a large influence.
A lot of politicians showed up to greet the bloggers.
The Coase Convention?
Yeah, the Coase Convention. And our friends at Salon did a study of what was used to bribe the bloggers, what was in the hospitality suite.
Oh, cool.
So here's from the candidates. Mark Warner provided, as part of his hospitality suite, an Elvis impersonator, a vodka-chilling ice sculpture, a chocolate fondue waterfall.
Those are both very trendy amongst event planners.
They are.
Yes. The ice thing is got a little tube.
Yeah.
Right? And so when you pour the ice at the top, they pull the tube out, so it's just ice on the inside, and it goes this little gateway all the way down to the bottom where the vodka comes out, and it's already chilled. So that's what that is. And then there's the hot chocolate fountain that you dip the strawberries in,
which is the most
disgusting.
Willie
and I have seen these everywhere. Yeah, it looks like liquid poo.
That's
it
exactly
really
what it
does.
Like.
Looks like a fountain of poo, and you don't really want to dip it. No. But those are very popular.
Now,
these
nothing
days.
Attractive about that.
No.
Fountain.
No.
Nothing.
And sometimes it's the wrong and it can
And then
sorry.
Wesley sorry. Clark was there. He had his after party at the Hard Rock Hotel, which featured, quote, limited supply of bottled beer and cheap red wine. And then Bill.
No, that sounds like the party.
That sounds like the party. And Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico, who's up on things. He provided breakfast pastries and praise. He could have done more.
Praise.
Praise for the blogging community. I think with every croissant, you got a little peck on the cheek. And Tom Vilsack, who is the governor of Iowa, provided nothing, which leads Salon to say that in the blogging world, that makes him a lock-on for the nomination.
Speaking with P.J. Corkery here, his weekly Tuesday little interruptus on 960 The Quake.
You know, the vodka thing reminds me, you know, when they first put in the hotline between Washington and Moscow back in the Johnson days, they were testing. It was actually a keyboard, you know, it was a teletype, not a
red
voice
phone.
Telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we saw it in the movie. You remember the one of those movies in which they had to back off and stand down at the last minute?
Oh, 13 days?
I don't know if it's 13 days, but one of those movies where at the last second they
had to do it. But they were testing it. It could do simultaneous translation. So they were testing it before they were doing it. And to just test the simultaneous translation, they were using Bible phrases. You know, type them out in English. They'd go into Russian. They'd come back in English, retranslated. And one of the phrases that they used was, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So they type that in Washington. It goes to Moscow. It's translated into Russian.
They retype it back over there.
Retype it back, and the message, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, comes back to Moscow as, the vodka's still good, but the meat's gone bad.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
That's a good one.
The meat's gone bad. PJ, stick around, will you?
All right. Yes.
All right.
And in the next segment, let's talk about how Ann Coulter's book is doing, among other things. PJ Corkery, our guest. Right now, John Scott's got the news, and we'll take a look at what's going on in the world. John, won't we?
Thank you, Paul. With pleasure. 7:30, a report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. When does a car become more than just a car? It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2007 Toyota Camry with more horsepower, better fuel efficiency, and a stylish new design. Check it out at your Toyota dealer today. 7:31, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Berkeley's city manager presents his plan to clean up Telegraph Avenue to the city council tonight. The price tag is about $350,000. That would pay for police overtime and social services to not only get homeless people off the streets, but provide them with care as well. Additional costs would come from street cleaning and planting and more. Would you ride mass transit more often if you could ride a Segway the rest of your way to your workplace? Sounds like fun. The program is called Easy Connect. It's getting a trial run right now at the Pleasant Hill BART station. If you sign up with your employer, who has to be located within 4 miles of the station, you can have access to Segways, regular and electric bikes as well. Your company pays a monthly fee. It includes sessions that train you on how to use a Segway. It's run by Caltrans and UC Berkeley. A federal appeals court will hear arguments today in the case of Bay Area residents suing to block the Bush administration from opening a biodefense lab at Lawrence Livermore Lab. It would test some of the deadliest toxins known to humans. The nonprofit group Green Roofs for Healthy Cities is hosting a symposium to educate us on the environmental benefits of green roofs. It's at 9 o'clock this morning at the San Jose State Student Union. It's expected to take several more days before the final votes are counted in the mayor's race in Oakland. Seems like we've been talking about it forever, and your perception is correct. Election workers began counting provisional ballots yesterday, but they don't know how long that's going to take because the votes have to be checked against the database, one vote at a time. Quake weather, a little sunnier and a little bit warmer than yesterday. We'll call it partly sunny. Highs around the bay in the 60s and 70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
It's time to simplify how you run your business. Streamline your operations. Reduce the tall towers of paper on your desk to short, squatty ones.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
DripKit, a killer remote control for couch surfing, and progressive bestsellers like authors like Al Franken and more.
Our grand prize winner also gets off the hook of the ultimate dad job.
We'll clean the garage.
A free junk removal job from the Bay Area's premier junk removal company.
1-800-GOT-JUNK. Props for pops from 960 The Quake.
Start your day with news and commentary you can't hear anywhere else. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on 960 The Quake.
.737 and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells. We have a guest tomorrow, Sam Cedar, his book FUBAR, and there will be a signing after a live broadcast, and Quake listeners are invited to be part of a Majority Report live broadcast. Cody's Books in San Francisco tomorrow, Wednesday, June 14th at 6 p.m. Immediately following the broadcast, Sam will be signing copies of his new book, FUBAR. The Quake will be on hand with all sorts of great prizes, too. And for details, you can go to quakeradio.com and click on events. And again, Sam Cedar will be our guest tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, PJ Corkery is with us.
Well, good morning again. Now, here's a line out of Sean McCain, who spoke at the Economic Club of New York, I believe, on Friday. And he was describing his political experiences. He said, quote, after I lost to President Bush in South Carolina, I slept like a baby. Sleep 2 hours, wake up and cry. Sleep 2 hours, wake up and cry. And he also came out for making permanent the last round of tax cuts. So he's
oh, he did.
Yeah. And another news of Republicans, I think Mary Cheney, who had written her autobiography titled Now It's My Turn, and received supposedly $1 million advance for it, isn't doing too well with the book. It came out on May 9th, 2006, and so far it has sold a little less than 6,000 copies.
Ooh.
First week it sold.
Ooh. That's why it's by the Cheney family.
But it's so important that you get the advance.
Yes, that's right.
The late Jenny Cochran got a $4.4 million advance for his book about the O.J. Simpson trial, and it took him, I don't know, a year and a half or 2 years post the trial to publish it. By then, Marcia had
Everybody
published
did.
Her book. Yeah. The guy over in from Richmond, the deputy district attorney from Richmond, published his book. That lying
Mark Thurman.
Had published his book,
yeah.
But and then the guys who did the DNA stuff had published their book.
Oh, jeez!
Had five or six books. When his book came out, within a week, they were selling it at the distress houses.
Oh, as a remainder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
But he had gotten a deal where he didn't get the 4.4
upfront.
Upfront, he got it. And it was.
Did you get your money for your book up front?
I got some money for my book up front. I didn't get $4.4 million, if that's what you're asking.
How about Ann Coulter's book? How's that
this
doing?
This is the funny thing is that the Cheney book is a flop. Someone figures out that the publisher will have to realize a net profit of $166.66 on each book sold to do it. But at Amazon, they have partnered the book in an interesting, interesting way. You know that...
If you like this
you
book,
like this,
you're going to love...
So here you have Mary Cheney, and weirdly enough, the book they've partnered it with is Ann Coulter's. So you can buy the two for $35.52 at a discount of almost 40%. And I think that's Amazon's way of trying to get...
If her book isn't moving any faster than that, pretty soon it's going to be a gift with a purchase.
Gift with a purchase.
You buy some toothpaste and you get a Cheney book.
Yeah. Yeah. Come Cella-wrapped with Listerine.
Yes.
Attached
to the Listerine bottle.
But that's the biggest... That's quite a bust, quite a miscalculation. On that one, and each week its sales go down considerably.
Well, my guess, though, PJ, is that that book was geared for a very limited audience, the evangelical types, etc., and all of a sudden, well, the popularity of the Cheneys and the Bushes is not what it was a few years ago with that crowd. That crowd's become very, you know, upset with
and
them.
Also she's self-admitted. The homosexual.
But it's bad
timing. She's not going to sell real well with that crowd to begin with.
Yeah, but her father embraced her, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wrote the foreword. And my guess is that the book was designed for that crowd. Nobody in the Castro is going to buy that book.
No.
Are you kidding me?
There's no dish in it at all.
No, they want to give her a book on how to. To write a book.
Yeah, lighten up.
If you're gay. How about what the gays and lesbians are saying to the Democrats now? It's just not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough to simply debate the issue of same-sex marriages. Diane, you can't get away with saying that the matter of what it is on the family side should be reserved to the states, and that's a states' rights issue. Uh-uh. You've got to tell us up front where you are on this issue. And Diane responded by saying, I have made my statement. I will speak no other words.
Yeah, well, she's getting positively Lincoln-esque here. But, you look at this.
The world doesn't remember that. She took Newsom on. If you recall, she took Newsom on.
Yeah.
She and Barney Frank took Newsom on the basis that he had been... He contributed to the defeat of one John Kerry.
No, it was Terry McAuliffe who blamed Gavin.
Well, and by the way, today I think that John Kerry is about to do something that is going to be troubling for most people. He's addressing the issue of the war on the floor.
About time.
The Republicans have a proposal that would... require people to say, I love the troops.
It's an apple pie thing.
Yeah, I think that, and so that's going to be a real challenge for the Democrats.
And they're not accepting any amendments, and he's going to propose one, so that'll be interesting.
It's kind of amazing, PJ, how the Republicans are continuously controlling the agenda, in spite of the fact that they have been a total and complete disaster on managing the country. They are still controlling the agenda because the news organizations are permitting them to control the agenda. The Democrats stand up and says, we're going to have in a program, and if there's no other news, they get printed. But if the Republicans say, hey, we're on our way to Baghdad, we've got this revolutionary revolution and resolution.
Although you got to admit, the whole gay marriage thing kind of fizzled out. It was supposed to be 3 days of red meat for the conversion of the base to energy status, and
which shows the irrelevance of the press and its ability to, the incompetence of the press and its ability to figure out what's in the national conversation, what are people talking about. I mean, the press, the Washington Press Corps, it's not that they're conservative or liberal. That's not the point. It's just that they allow the agenda of what is covered in the papers and on the news shows to be determined by people who know how to manage and package the news best. They got time on their hands. They got to fill it. The Republicans are very good at it. The Democrats just are not good at packaging. You know what I mean?
Is P.J. Corkery here with us at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
He comes to us every Tuesday, and he always brings in esoteric bits of information. It's amazing how he gets this stuff someplace. He said to me earlier the weekend that there was a pastor who put a curse on the city manager and the city manager's family down in San Bernardino because they had refused to fund some faith-based program. And this guy's name was...
I forgot.
Sabbath.
Reverend Sabbath. Reverend Sabbath. He went to public comment at a city council meeting. Reverend Sabbath, you want to speak now? Yes. I get up. I put a curse on you. I put a spell on you.
How about the Republicans? They are amazing. Down in Guantanamo Bay, of course, there were three suicides on the weekend.
This is just...
And one of the diplomats connected with the PJ. What did he say?
Well, this is... I mean, there are two things here that are just ridiculous. The commander of Guantanamo said This is out of the New York Times.
My favorite was asymmetrical warfare.
Well, that's it.
Warfare.
He said they have no regard for life. There is, I believe this was not an act of desperation, the suicide, but an act of asymmetrical warfare.
Asymmetrical warfare.
Which leads me, as an amateur student of history, to wonder, how then would he characterize the Bataan Death March?
We kicked their butts.
We kicked their butts. Can we all die in the process?
That'll show them.
Oh my God. Then a spokesman for the Secretary of State said this was, quote, a great PR move for them. That's what they said when Elvis died.
You can't make stuff up like this.
Cannot.
You hear it all the time.
You're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and that's PJ Kirky. Thanks for coming down, boss.
Thank you.
And the burst of Durstick is next. 7:46.
We are there already?
9:60 the quake. Yes, indeed.
Are you concerned about frequent memory problems you may have been experiencing? Are you between the ages of 55 and 90? If so, you may qualify to participate in a
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco. Of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:50, Will, it is your turn.
Well, thank you, Paul. Democrats are trying to write off Tuesday's special election loss in Duke Cunningham's district as a product of Republicans pouring in just a little less money than currently housed at Fort Knox. And that's the cause of their demise. But to say their problems lie deeper is like saying not sharing your sushi dinner with a starving polar bear in a Motel 6 hotel room might provoke a ticklish situation. Rumor has it Nancy Pelosi has put together a Democratic contract with America, kind of like Newt Gingrich's from 94. And, of course, in the process of mucking it up worse than a big on roller skate spinning China plates. It's nascent form, the leaders of the opposition are contemplating such titles as support fair wages with good benefits so no one goes to work every day and comes home poor and dependent on public services. That's its actual title, which loads trippingly off the tongue like a diseased cattle truck off the side of Bryce Canyon. Then there's an end to a culture of cronyism, incompetence, and corruption in America. As sexy as Senator Byrd naked, and 20 points, you can get that image out of your head in under an hour. Here's my humble opinion on what the contract with America should sound like. Number one, the It's the Economy, Stupid, Part 2 Act. Number two, the Stop Shooting Ourselves in the Foot Act. Number three, the Common Sense, Don't Invade Countries That Had Nothing to Do with 911 Act. The Healthcare Good, Oil Companies Bad Act. The Clinton-Era Restoration Act. The Stop Whining Already Act. The Fiscal Responsibility, No, Really Act. The Promise to Remember We Are Not Republicans Act. And finally, the Never Run Another Effete Intellectual from Massachusetts for President Ever, Ever, Ever Again Act. And that's your burst of durst for today.
Beautiful.
Now, they tried to roll this out in November, but then they decided not to, and now they're going to do it again.
Very impressive progressive agenda. That certainly will carry over, I think, maybe, just maybe, in Berkeley.
But nowhere else.
Well, I don't know about even Berkeley anymore. Berkeley is becoming, you know, too mainstream, so to speak.
Oh.
But no, the lines are good. I love the idea of, you know, let's move away from trying to be Republicans. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing that. Every time we say, I'm moving to the center. Are you kidding me? The center doesn't exist. You have to define the center on your own and have everybody join you in it. And, of course, commitment to partisanship is something that the Republicans have been crowing about for years without admitting it.
They do partisanship. Yeah.
But they don't acknowledge it. They, you know, disguise it in a different fashion.
We want to be bipartisan.
Yeah, and you recognize that and you're recommending it. And then, of course, the business of going to countries that didn't have anything to do with 9/11, the flawed intelligence. You know, our people still think when they look at the telephone dial, they're looking for 11. and that's part of what
dial 9/11. There's no 11 on this phone. I remember that joke from 1983.
Yeah, at least. But they keep looking for it anyway, so yes, it's just part of the deal. But the burst of durst was, as usual, subject to be printed, subject to be repeated, no pride in authorship, can be stolen, can be used.
Yeah, take it, go ahead.
James Fry can do his book again and include excerpts from any part of the burst of durst without
attribution. Random House again. Yeah.
That's right, and nobody will follow a lawsuit against them whatsoever.
I wanted some Random House money.
Is it copyright?
I want Random House. Yeah, this is all copyright.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about... I should copyright what I say.
Yeah, you're what would Willie do?
Oh, everything. Back up for everything I do is stolen already. So, I have to pay royalties for the words. Keep in mind, people have used these words before that I'm using, so somebody has rights. They have debs, so to speak, on the words. You can't.
Well, it's real hard to copyright an idea. Or, you know, like the Democrats are paltry in their effort and misguided in their direction. That's hard to copyright because that's pretty much general, you know, in general use.
Except Ed Schultz keeps referring to the fact that there is an absence of real commitment on the performance side, that we are high on statements, we are high on posturing. But when it comes to pure, unadulterated doorbell ringing with an army of worker bees, most of whom are probably empty-headed.
Sounds like what you say about Arlen Specter.
But Mr. Specter, Willie didn't mean it. You probably are a very nice man.
I bet he's a great guy.
But I would recommend that henceforth you ride a motorcycle to work.
Ooh. Ooh.
We know
where that was?
Yeah, it was in Pittsburgh, downtown Pittsburgh. Jeez. He was on one of those bridges. You know, Pittsburgh is a city with multiple bridges.
Well, they have three rivers or something.
Yeah, everywhere you go, there is a bridge. And so it's not like it's in San Francisco where you get the Golden Gate and you get the bay, and people know what you're talking about.
No, there's a China Basin.
Well, but that bridge is not much. Are you kidding
me? Man, that's the ugliest bridge.
Other than in a Clint Eastwood movie, that bridge doesn't count for too much.
I saw it in Nash Bridges, too. They used it in Nash Bridges.
Quite often.
Well, there was one scene where Michael Pritchett was the bad guy.
A comedian?
Yeah, Michael Pritchett was the bad guy in Nash Bridges. And he was going to put, you know, when they take the bridge up and that big stone thing comes against when they actually raise it, so they put Cheech Marin up against the abutment, and then the stone thing was going to crush him because he had his guy in the little tower that was raising the drawbridge.
Is that how the series got canceled? They lost one of the
stars?
You
know, that series was a great series. I love watching it for the visuals of San Francisco.
But you know what the reason it got canceled?
It had something to do with Johnson.
It had to do with the personalities of the players. Didn't have anything to do with the ratings. They were number one in the time slot. Number one on a Friday night in the time
slot. Nobody watches on Friday. Yeah.
Well, not too many people watch, but the ones that did watched that show. And it sold San Francisco like you would not believe.
Yeah,
because
it was
everything
great.
Was San Francisco. It had no script. They did the script. But I was on that show. A
couple of times, right?
Oh, several times.
Yeah.
They did the script, though, on an ongoing basis. They'd say, what are we going to do next?
On the
run. We're going to run into the ferry building. Who's going to run in? Well, Will Durst. We got to have Paul Wells standing by, though, with the newspapers. Well, put some glasses on him so he looks like he's blind selling newspapers.
So they kept writing it out of the box.
Let Will take money out of it, though. Let Will put a dollar bill in and take a $5 bill out. And when he does that, and he starts to walk away, Paul realizes that Will has switched.
Right.
And he reaches and grabs him, and that's the point at which you know that he does see. And he becomes a witness to the incident involving the snatching of a purse. By the way, did you see how unlucky some guys? He snatched the purse of an off-duty cop's wife, and the cop goes with him. Not a good move. Caught him. I mean, caught him. The guy ran and hid in the bushes. And they nailed it.
In the next hour, we'll have author Paul Waldman of Being Right is Not Enough on 960 The Quake and Barry Weintraub. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Bill and Kathleen,
owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we had found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a negative experience.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush is in Baghdad on a surprise visit. He's meeting with the new Iraqi prime minister and members of his cabinet. Correspondent John King is accompanying the president.
White House officials told us on the flight over, this secret overnight flight by Air Force One to Baghdad, that the president has wanted to do this for some time, but wanted to wait until the Iraqi cabinet was full and complete. They say he wanted to meet the prime minister face-to-face because of the enormity of the decisions they'd face over the next couple months.
A Florida Gulf Coast official says the state dodged a bullet. Forecasters have downgraded hurricane warnings to tropical storm warnings for Tropical Storm Alberto, and they say its storm surge won't be as bad as feared. But Governor Jeb Bush tells Floridians not to let down their guard.
There's significant weather events that are still going to hit the Nature Coast and across the state, and so we don't want people to take this lightly.
National correspondent Ed McCarthy reports to us live from Cedar Key on Florida's Gulf Coast.
Jim, Tropical Storm Alberto is just making landfall about 40 miles north of Cedar Key and will be mostly a rain event throughout the course of the day. Here in Cedar Key, the storm surge that is not over, and officials are still concerned about that. Up to 5 feet of surge could pose a challenge for this narrow strip of coastline along the Gulf Coast. Alberto will eventually become a non-tropical storm, dumping lots of rain as far north as the Carolinas. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN, Cedar Key, Florida.
The lawyer for White House aide Karl Rove says Rove won't face charges in the CIA leak investigation. No word from prosecutors yet where the investigation might go next. The Labor Department says wholesale inflation rose 0.2% in May. That's a slowdown from the previous 2 months. The government also says retail sales were up slightly last month. They increased 0.1%. Its revised numbers for April also show a rise in retail sales of a healthy 0.8%. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Guys, this is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. Sleep Train is celebrating its 21st anniversary, saying, hey, you buy one of our mattresses, you don't have...
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Zach Munchman, call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 1-800-900-0427. That's 1-800-900-0427. 1-800-900-0427.
Good morning. It's 8:05, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells. We just have one moment here to go with a call right now. Barry Weintraub from New York, city that I just returned from. Mayor Brown will be there tomorrow broadcasting live from New York. Good morning, Barry Weintraub.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Barry. Willie Brown here.
Willie Brown, how are you? Coming to New York. Looking forward to having you. Where are you going to be broadcasting from?
I'm going to broadcast from Air America.
Ah, good luck and enjoy. We're finally having some nice weather for you.
Well, that's good. I'll be staying at the Waldorf. Is that okay, too?
Yeah, I think you'll be all right. You probably have room service.
Yeah, but they're ripping me off about $500 a night, which is a little stiff.
That's all part of the pleasure of coming to New York City. If they don't pick your wallet, it hasn't been a complete trip, has it?
In the old days, see, I'd gone on up to Harlem and stay at the Hotel Teresa for $1.89 a night.
Oh, yeah?
Those are the old days. Harlem's not $1.89 anymore, I'll tell you. It's coming.
Well, Bill Clinton living up there, I can virtually. His office is up there, by the way.
Yeah, he's up on 125th Street, and that's why you can't get a hotel room anymore for $189 a night. Here comes the neighborhood, as Chris Rock used to say.
And George Bush, Will Durst just reminded me, has paid a visit to Baghdad more often than he's paid a visit in his entire career to San Francisco. Isn't that amazing?
Sure. He's been in Baghdad more often than he's come to the city. How's it going, Weintraub?
It's going good. As a matter of fact, just because I love to do things special for you guys, they just put that headline up. Bush's surprise Iraq visit cloaked in secrecy, just like his real reasons for invading that country.
He's following through. That's a good sign.
Here's one a little disappointing to those of us who know, but Rove won't be charged in CIA leak case. However, do the words unindicted co-conspirator ring a bell with anybody?
That means he's agreed to turn on Scooter, huh?
You think so? You think
what's
going on?
He's
going to
drop a dime on Scooter.
You know, there was that very liberal website, Truth Out, that a few weeks ago actually announced that he had been indicted. And then they went back and they said, well, it was a sealed indictment. And as recently as yesterday, they're claiming that they've done a record search and there is an indictment that came out of the office, and it was listed as sealed versus sealed. And they went on to explain that that's very unusual. So I don't know if we're getting the full story on that one, but it's hard to believe that he skipped past an indictment on that one.
Well, after he's gotten a Zarqawi bounce. I guess the body, after it was blown up into the air, it actually hit the ground and bounced and gave... you know what confused me? The fact that that place got hit with two 500-pound bombs. The domicile was reduced to rubble, and yet his body was intact and his face was recognizable. That always, I don't know. You know, I'm a big conspiracy guy, and here's another one for me.
Well, I love the headline on that one was, they've replaced him now. And the headline on that one was, Al-Qaeda in Iraq names, quote, new head. And that's a really bad
choice. They've already selected somebody, though.
Yeah.
That's a good gig. That was like, you remember when the Israelis kept killing the leader of the Palestinian movement? They kept bombing him. And the last one they got was a guy, they were carrying him out of a mosque in a wheelchair. And they bombed him from above.
Oh, man.
And then the next day they named a new leader, and I'm thinking, yeah, there's a good kick.
Well, it's like we keep fighting the Al-Qaeda's number three guy. You know, we've captured their number three guy like 14 times. If I'm the number four guy, I'm not taking that next promotion.
Exactly. Here's my favorite headline of the month. Seeing machine offers blind a view of the world. Hey, can we get a few of these sent to the White House?
They should have a concession, no question. Great need.
What is a seeing machine?
Going back a few days, you know, the Guantanamo suicides. The Americans actually called the Guantanamo suicides a PR move.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
That's an amazing comment, though. That
calling
one
it
diplomat.
A PR move, not a good PR move. What about this one? Appeals court backs Bush on wiretaps. Now, this isn't a joke. This is a little informational background. That same appeals court were the people who pardoned Ollie North and John Poindexter and hired Ken Starr.
You that's, sure?
That's
a...
Judge David Sentell. Do you guys ever talk about that guy?
No. But he doesn't sound like a real court. Yeah.
Judge David Sentell was the appeals court. He's the leader of the three-judge panel. And, Will, you probably know more about this stuff than I do, but his vote only counts once, but I'm sure he has sway. He was the guy who pardoned Oliver North and Poindexter and then worked very closely with Louch Faircloth, who at the time was
Louch.
One of the senators from, was it South Carolina?
Yes.
I believe, in the hiring of Ken Starr. So anytime you read that he has backed Bush on the wiretaps, right, we have to keep it in the context of his very partisan record. Sorry to stop joking and throw a little news at you.
But no, that's that's good news. Now we'll make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Our guest is Barry Weintraub here from Headline Schmooze on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
And they can
and
get
Headline
this.
Schmooze, for those who are just tuning in, we take the real headlines in their context and we try to find some funny in it, like Al Zarqawi's death may not stop civil war. Al Zarqawi's death was like finally kicking a field goal 3 weeks after the Super Bowl ended.
Did not have anything to do with the game itself.
It's over.
Yes.
Now, then, in that same context, my final one of the day is Bush calls U.S. World Cup team, then they go out and lose.
Yeah, let's make sure he doesn't call on Saturday.
Oh, you know they're using call waiting on Saturday. All right. President's on the phone. Not here. Not here.
The boys are busy.
So, you guys, it's great that you're still rocking and rolling. I hope it's going well for you out there.
San Francisco has cleaved unto us.
We actually received
an award a few days ago from a women's organization in the world of radio and television. They listed us as the best talk show.
Morning talk show.
Congratulations. That is fantastic.
And they made the mistake of presenting the award to us, and we couldn't stop talking. We did 3 hours with them and expressed gratitude.
That is absolutely fantastic.
And what are you doing these days?
Yeah, I'm doing the stand-up comedy routine in all the hot spots of America. I'll be working in Sackett's Harbor, New York this week.
Oh, good gig.
Because apparently they need to laugh, too. That's actually up by Fort Drum, where the Mountain Division that's been in both Afghanistan and Iraq has been deployed several times. So I expect to have a lot of the soldiers, maybe some who've actually been there, in the audience.
Well, Barry Weintraub, thanks for pinch hitting today on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake with your Headline Schmooze.
Yeah, always great to hear from you guys. And if people want to get the Headline Schmooze, it's free of charge. Email, you can just email Barry at comedyusa.com, and we'll keep you up to date with some oddball headlines that are not on the front page of the mainstream media.
And Barry, I will use your name to get a preferential spot at the hottest club in New York.
That'll cost you more money. Be careful.
It's called butter. Go to
all
butter.
All right, take care, everybody.
All right, take care.
Barry Weintraub from New York, here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We got me. We got Paul's back from New York. Paul didn't hear about our little speechify. We'll have to tell him while we're off the air what actually happened at the American Women in Radio and Television Awards.
Yeah, I had to leave after an hour and 45 minutes of the luncheon to catch a plane.
I know. Well, everybody had to leave, so that's why they tried to cut it short. They tried to make sure that none of the award winners actually spoke, but Mr. Broward and I kind of rebelled against that little movement.
We had a prepared speech.
That's right.
Were going to deliver it if it was only to each other.
Now, we know W is in Iraq right now. What do you think is going on in terms of that?
He's not there anymore.
He's already gone.
He's already out.
In and out.
Flew out.
Let me tell you, by the time they make the announcement, he's already on his way to Crawford. In Sydney, and he wouldn't make that announcement either because he didn't want Sydney showing up in Crawford. Do you know he hasn't been back to Crawford
because of Cindy Chavez?
That's right.
Cindy Sheehan.
Right.
Cindy Chavez.
He has not been back to Crawford. He thinks that that's more dangerous than going to Iraq.
Yeah.
Well, Karl Rove said the other day that they should do more. The Republicans should key in more on Iraq. So you have the House GOP unveiling the war resolution. You have
Boehner
going to
Iraq. Boehner's bringing it to the House. It's going to be interesting. See how people really respond to Iraq. I don't think this is a good move on their part. I mean, the Zarqawi thing is obviously good news. Everybody's happy, including the Iraqis, most of them.
I think it is a good move. I think the Republicans have to go someplace where they put the Democrats on the defensive. Democrats have been consistently defensive about their relationship with the war.
Don't you think the American public wants our troops back home?
There is no question, but the Democrats are unwilling to make that commitment. They are unwilling to be identified with that because they so fear the absence of perceived patriotism, i.e., their conduct would be construed as not being supportive of the troops that are on the ground over there. You know, how do you make the argument against looking out for the troops that are on the ground? And that's what the right-wingers do every time you raise questions about the U.S. Right. involvement in the war. And many Democrats...
Anytime you say anything, you're endangering the troops.
That is right. And many Democrats have a hard time because, let's face it, a lot of these Democrats are committed to the war. They just don't understand how important it is to the American public that there be no war and that there certainly be no war in Iraq over an alleged bogus 911 connection. We have essentially created an insurgency that didn't exist prior to the time that we went into Iraq.
Zarqawi was nobody before Iraq.
Nobody whatsoever. You made him in...
He was a Jordanian punk is what he was.
There was no such thing as roadside bombs. This has been an incredibly inspirational and creative opportunity
and now
for bad people.
There's even a new tactic. They're remote control bombs in parking lots.
Well, but and believe me, cell phones are going to find increasingly a greater use. And that's what is in fact occurring. And we have generated that. But as Democrats, we're unwilling to make the hard decision. No more war. We are not John Murtha.
I need a leader.
And a poll today, USA Today, sees a boost for Iraq and the Bush war here. 53% calling Zarqawi's death a major step. Maybe you would like to share your opinion. We'd like to have you call 866-960-5753 and join in the conversation. 866-960-5753, 817, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a...
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okey-dokey!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. Trying to make it real compared to what.
Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake at 821 on this Tuesday morning. And good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. And the USA Today poll that was in the paper today. 48% believe the United States probably or definitely will win the war, up from 39% in April. And that's al-Zarqawi, his being nailed last week by two 500-pound bombs, right, Will? And that kind of put a different sheen on it for some people.
Two 500-pound bombs. I don't understand how he was able to stay alive for an hour after that. It wouldn't take me long.
Well, my guess is that the bombing process, Will, did not strike exactly where he was, and that there was some fortification of protection. And that the collapsing of the facility is probably what killed him, not any direct hit by the bomb.
Well, according to the recent military press releases, that his, the strike of the bomb creates such an air force, a force of the air, that all of his internal organs were crushed because of the, you know, when the bomb hits and the air, I forget what they call it. But it's the rush of air is so fast.
Compression of air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what killed him. That's what he died of.
Well, obviously, something killed him, and it did originate from the bombing activities. You're concerned that he should have been in smithereens.
Yeah.
As was the structure in which he was in, and as was everything around that structure, as evidenced by the photographs that were done. What I can't figure out is how the American troops got there so quickly after the bombing. Obviously, there was incredible coordination.
Oh, they were there first. They had already taken the town. They were about a mile out of town, or 400 yards, a quarter mile out of town, and they had already taken the town. One of the bystanders said that they came from out of nowhere, and that they were actually dropping out of the sky on ropes. American forces were coming down on ropes from helicopters, so you could just imagine this coordinated effort. Boom, and suddenly everybody comes out from hidden positions, and they start taking the town. So they had shut down the town, and then that's when they called in the strike, once they realized that they had the town secure.
And
so the forces were right there.
And they clearly had the right spot to hit, because they did not injure anybody else except the folk that they were targeting in that particular two huts. Houses or whatever you call them, and the results were, it's a dramatic, clear, concise win, so to speak.
Except for the Democrats, because Bush had been down in the polls, and there was this is a good day for the Republicans. Karl Rove gets off.
It's been a good week. Been a good week so far.
If it were a racehorse, but the Democrats, we got to find out what progressives must learn from conservative success, which the author Paul Waldman, whose book is called "Being Right Is Not Enough," And it's available on Wiley Press, and he's here with us today. Mr. Waldman.
It's good to be with you.
Welcome to 960 The Quake, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Willie Brown.
It's nice to see
Pleasure
you again,
to
really.
Meet you. Yes, and to see that you're still writing as, you know, as enthusiastically as you've always been. In this particular book, you set out a series of things that Democrats or progressives should be doing in order to win and get back in control. You clearly indicate that they should copy what conservatives have done. What have conservatives done that would be worth copying?
Well, here's the position the Democrats find themselves in. If you go down the list of issues, of things that are important on the national agenda, on almost every single one, the Democratic position is the more popular one. You know, people want a higher minimum wage. They want stronger environmental protections. They want a fair tax system. They want a national health care system. So all of these things, the Democratic position is the popular one, and yet Republicans have all the power. Well, how did they do that? That's what I set out to examine in this book. How did they get so good at politics? And there's a whole series of things. The thing that I'd have to put at the top of the list is that they understand that politics is not about issues. Politics is about identity. I mean, let's think about what happens every presidential campaign. The Democrat comes out and he says, well, if you read my 10-point plan, I'm sure you will agree that my 10-point plan is superior to my opponent's 10-point plan. The Republican comes out and he doesn't talk about a 10-point plan. He points to the Democrat and says, that guy hates you and everything you stand for. He's a liberal Northeastern elitist, and he doesn't share your values, and he hates our troops and doesn't love God. And if you vote for him, it's all really going to go to hell. What the Republicans have understood is that people don't vote by checking off that list of issues. That's not how they make their decisions. It's about who they trust, who they can relate to. It's about that identity. And so if you ask a person on the street, you know, what conservatives stand for, what do they believe in? They're probably going to give you some version of what I call the four pillars of conservatism, which is small government, low taxes, traditional values, and strong defense. We've all heard that 1,000 times. If you ask them what a liberal stand for, what a Democrat stand for, they're probably going to give you the conservative caricature of liberals, the
gay
flip
marriage.
Side. Right. Those kinds of values, or big government and high taxes and weak defense, those kinds of things, because conservatives have spent a lot of time trying to define liberals. You know, that's one of the things that you notice. If you go to a bookstore, you'll see a whole bunch of books there written by conservatives that have a title, a subtitle that reads something like, Why Liberals Are Destroying America.
Mm-hmm.
Liberals don't write those kind of books because they, when you ask liberals, you know, what do you want to accomplish? They think that they point to social conditions or potential particular problems. Conservatives, on the other hand, they realize that their enemy is a competing ideological system. It's liberalism that they're trying to destroy.
And so you're suggesting that the intellectual honesty that most progressive authors believe that they are pursuing is not a good idea?
It's fine for an author to write books like that, but I think that one of the things that conservatives have done really well is kind of whittle everything down to some simple statements of belief. They start there. They don't start with all the complexity and the nuance. And, you know, I hear from progressives all the time, they say, well, you know, conservative ideas, you can fit them on a bumper sticker. And our ideas are nuanced and complex, and it's just impossible
Maybe
for us to get those
Maybe that's their point.
I don't think that's true. I think that conservative ideas are actually nuanced and complex, but they've also spent a lot of time thinking about how to get them onto that bumper sticker, to reduce everything to those simple statements of value. And progressives need to do the same thing, because when you start from the statement of value, you tell people who you are, and then you can get to the details of the 10-point plan.
We're speaking with Paul Waldman, author of Being Right Is Not Enough. And this book,
when they thought, I start the book by talking about 1964, when they were really at their low point, the conservatives. You know, Goldwater had been obliterated in the election. There were more than two Democrats for every Republican houses of Congress. And so those true believers, they didn't say, well, their party would be sort of Rockefellerians. And those believers, they said, well, we're going to take this party over, even if it takes a couple of decades. And so that's what they did. And let's think about a contrast. They wanted to privatize security as one back then. It was insane. To want to do that. They said, you know, we don't care if we can do it there. We'll plan to do it over the course of 50 years. We believe in it. And so they did. And they've been cowed into fearful. They say they can't get single-payer health care. You know, everybody I know thinks that single-payer health care is a great idea. They say, well, we can't get it in the next couple of years. We're not going to advocate because it's impossible. What that does is not only never get you down to achieving it, but it shows people that you don't seem to have beliefs. You don't have something that they really believe in. And it will give you the benefit of the doubt. It looks like you believe.
Next segment, right now, we've got Scott's weather and traffic here on Keep It With Will and Willie, 960.
All right, Paul, thanks. 31 traffic, brought Hyundai. Here's what's in the Bay Area. That's Bay Power Road. No service between the East Bay and San Francisco. Trains started moving in the last couple of seconds. Just got an update, but going to be delays. Link that we cannot discern. Into San Francisco, the metering lights are on the Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup 880 overcross. Hyundai, where the fighting people of the challenge status see all Hyundai. Ready to challenge? Check your Hyundai deals at the HyundaiChannel.com. Check real fuel traffic anytime on our website, quake.com. There is a possibility that the state budget could be time that happened. It was 20 years ago. Democrats think could be up by the 15th. The Republican is positive. The stumbling, as always, of course, is the budget. Democrats are having the spending. Is very Schwarzenegger, but Republican legislators say it doesn't limit enough. The discussion will continue. San Jose, more days before final vote race in Oakland. This could be the last election tree to be decided. Election workers are counting provisional ballots yesterday. They have to do it one at a time, however, as the vote to be checked against the database. Quick weather, a little more sun, a little more warm today. Partly sunny this afternoon, probably with highs in the seas.
Wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will. Allie, asking you, does your wife carry a donate percent of your bill? Because they support progressive causes like ACL, Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workassets.com/quake. Sign up to Working Assets Change World on the go.
Stevie, expand your media player.
I will.
Winner each month.
So there's a chance to wish and then win?
That's it.
Win it. Sony card.
The card that earns points toward many rewards with use. Expand your media yet?
I'm on it.
You get it.
Good call.
Purchase necessary for ends 12.
Difference made your child. My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-confidence. After only a few seconds, that confidence came back. After just weeks, she'd increased in LearnRx and the whole new abilities to come for persistent learning problems. A few hours investment can literally change your child's learns and reads. Next and for
service available in Walnut Creek, plus 9254.
Gas from people and left your champ your auto wish bar on Busman Auto.
Now 3 months, 1-800-GET.
Also get job from the Bay Area's premier junk removal company.
1-800-GOT-JUNK. Props for pops from 960 The Quake.
960 The Quake. Online at quakeradio.com, where you can give us your feedback on what's important to you. 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 839. And our guest is political analyst and senior fellow of Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman, who has a new book out, Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. And again, thank you for joining us with Will and Willie here.
It's my pleasure.
Paul, have you had any success at trying to talk to Nancy Pelosi of the Democrats in any kind of a retreat experience?
I haven't done that yet, but I think that, you know, Democrats are starting to get the idea, and I think that they're coordinating themselves much better than they used to. And this is one of the things that the Democrats have often complained about, is that Republicans really march in lockstep. That once those talking points are distributed, they all repeat them, and they have an entire a real multimedia apparatus to disseminate them. You know, they've got Fox News and they've got Rush Limbaugh and all the other conservative talk radio hosts. And the thing about it is that once those messages get out, they will all repeat them over and over. And they understand that that repetition is really important to kind of drum it into people's heads, because most people don't pay real close attention to politics. It's easy for those of us who are really interested in politics to forget that. But you know, people watch the news while they're making dinner for their kids, and that's one of the reasons why I say that it's so important to take those things that you believe and get them into something simple that people can understand. You know, there's a difference between simple and simplistic. you know, you can have a simple message that is profound and does communicate to people what you believe in, and it's something that can be repeated and that they'll remember from election to election. And, you know, if those people who want to read your 10-point plan position paper, they can go to your website and do that. But you don't have to start with that. You have to start with a simple thing that explains who you are and what you believe.
Ed Schultz, who I think performs on this station every day from 1 to 4, is adamant that the need is not so much theory, it's actually execution. Give us your view, if you would, and tell us your book addresses execution at all, i.e. execution in the Francine Bibby's operation down in Southern California last week, or execution in the Get Out the Vote operation in Ohio 2 years ago when Mr. Bush won that state with hordes of workers. He maintains that Democrats may have the theory, but they don't have the workers.
Well, that's obviously vitally important. And, you know, that's one of the things that's been really troubling about what's happened lately. You know, my book is a lot about communication, about how you construct those messages. And that's something that Republicans have been much better at for a long time. But for a while, it was the case that whatever else Republicans did better, you know, their ads were better and their messages were better and all that. But Democrats knew how to get out the vote. And it came largely from the labor unions, but that was something that the Democrats always did better. When it came down to election day, they had those feet on the ground. They knew how to move the souls to the polls. Now, Republicans have figured out how to do it just as well, if not better, than Democrats. And that's what we've seen in the last couple of elections, that they have become extraordinarily good at that one thing that they were worse at than the Democrats. And that's really troubling to Democrats, because if they're not going to beat them on the ground on election day, then they really don't have much of a shot. So I think that they are learning some computer technology in a more precise way, the way that that Republicans have. But if they can get back to some of those other things that they've been being beaten at, those fundamental messages and how you tell the story of a campaign, I think they'll be able to match them on election day, too.
Paul Waldman is our guest. He's the author of Being Right Is Not Enough. He's with us here, 960 The Quake. George Latham has a book out called Don't Think of the Elephant, and what it has to do with reframing the argument. Is there a possibility for Democrats to be able to reframe things in populist messages? Because it's ridiculous that the party that just benefits the wealthy of America has come to be the party of the lower class and people who are voting against their own best self-interest.
Absolutely, and this is something that they spent a lot of time working on. In the book, I quote some documents from the Nixon administration when they were looking toward their first re-election, their re-election in 1972. These internal documents talk about how they have to make George McGovern the candidate of the New York Times and of that elite, and I think that at one point it refers to the Berkeley Hill jet set, that you know, they did things like hiring construction workers to put on hard hats and go out and beat up hippies, because they knew that that image would mark that dividing line of the working class being on Nixon's side and those sort of pampered upper-class kids being on the side of the Democrats. And you've seen that repeated over and over and over. So what is that message that they send in every election? The Democratic candidate, no matter who he is, he's an elitist. He's that kind of northeastern liberal who's out of touch with the common man. And they construct their candidate as just a regular guy. Now, sometimes, as in the case with George W. Bush, it's a pretty heavy lift to to make him out to be a regular guy. But they worked very, very hard at it. And what they understand, getting back to what I talked about at the beginning, was that it's
didn't
about...
Didn't really work with his dad, though.
No.
Didn't really work.
And there's an interesting contrast there in how Clinton constructed George H.W. Bush versus how Kerry and Gore talked about George W. Bush. Clinton knew that it was about identity. It wasn't about the fact that his plans benefited the upper classes. It was about him. It was about making George H.W. Bush out to be someone who he himself was out of touch. So, but when it got to 2000, say, Al Gore would talk about George W. Bush's tax plan, and he would say the tax plan benefits the top 1%. Well, that was true. People said, yeah, okay. But they still thought that George W. Bush was a regular guy, because Gore wasn't making an argument about Bush himself. He was making an argument about the plan. It's about character. You have to make that argument about that person, and then people will, you can begin to counteract those kind of messages that the Republicans were sending.
So Democrats aren't mean enough.
You don't have to be mean, but
yes,
I think you,
you do. Yes, you do. Well, you have to call them a wimp.
Well, that's not mean.
That's mean.
Yeah, and you can do it in a way that is honest and fair, but you do have to be tough. You know, I quote the Untouchables, where there's that line where he says, you know, he pulls a knife, you pull a gun.
He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put one of his in the morgue. That's how it's done in Chicago.
Exactly. And that's the kind of seriousness that Republicans bring to it and Democrats don't. And so the Democrats have to look at whoever the Republicans nominate next time and say, we're not going to put up a better 10-point plan. We're going to destroy this guy. We're going to make it so no Republican wants to be seen in public with him ever again. You can do it honestly. You don't have to lie about it, but you have to take him down in that way.
Willie, did you ever do that?
Never let him up. I believe in preemptive strikes in the world of politics.
Uh-huh.
You figure out who might be the opposition, and you nail him in the cradle.
You nail him before he runs.
Nail him before he runs, and you keep nailing him.
Nailing his feet to the ground.
That is correct. And Paul is correct. Democrats spend too much time
talking about issues.
Yeah, frankly trying to sell themselves on the basis of issues and sell their superiority on the basis of issues. When the issue is not about that, it is about the personality and the person. It is not about the issue.
And issues are a vehicle. You know, they're a way to tell a story about who you are. It's not that you never talk about any issue, but issues are a way to tell that story, to explain who you are. You know, Al Gore is now reemerging. And one of the stories that we've heard is that in 2000, people told him not to talk about global warming because no one cared about it. Well, if he had talked about it, it would have showed his passion. It would have showed something that he really cared about.
Was,
it would have shown him as a visionary. It would have told a story about him, even if it wasn't on the top of people's agenda for their priorities. And that would have been of great benefit to him.
It sounds like a great book. Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Paul Waldman is our guest. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Good luck on the book, Paul.
Thanks.
And WWWD is our next segment. What would Willie do? It'll all tie together with what we've been talking about with Paul Waldman. Stay with us.
Sure.
847 Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered...
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
You know, a lot of pressure at home and work is pretty much the norm for all of us. There's no time left to do what you want to do. There's no energy.
Pure organic vegetable food, 2 little capsules a day, that's all you need.
Potentiated. Nature Beast Potentiated. What is that? Why is that so important?
Okay, so important because Nature Bee has a peak nutritional process, makes the unlocking of the power of pollen possible. It enhances the thing. It absorbs it quickly, faster. Potentiation unique to Nature Bee. That's why Nature Bee's plant pollen from New Zealand is the best in the world. You want busy? You want max performance? You need super fuel.
Not in shops. There's no driving around wasting gasoline. Just pick up the phone, call 1-866-834-8355.
How easy is that? You make the toll-free call now to New Zealand, order your 6-month supply all the way from New Zealand, $99 for the small delivery fee. You get it now, we give you a generous supply of the world's best sunscreen that's worth $30, free gift, all this with a complete money-back guarantee. Sound good? Toll-free, 866-834-8355. Write it down and get on it, 866-834-8355. 8355.
Be just like me, a hive of activity. Call now 1-866-834-8355 or go online to www.naturebee.com.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as 3 All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than
join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
We ask a question out of today's news of the mayor. One of our listeners sent an email to Will and Willie at quakeradio.com. Just got my robocall from the Republican Party, of which I'm, quote, proudly, close quote, a member. I want you fellas to know that our national security has never been in better shape because the only threat we face in America is a couple of gay people wanting to get married. It must be so because they told me it is so. Keep it real. And in the headline news today, gays want more from Democrats on marriage. What would Willie do?
Well, the issue, obviously, is one of Democrats obviously being the people who are for gay marriage, who are defending that position in the Senate, who are defending that position in the Congress, who are defending that position in the various state houses around the nation, who are defending that position in the legislative bodies around the nation, and who are, in many cases, in the states in which the matter is being put before the voters for vote purposes, it's Democrats who are out there, if there are any elected officials doing so at all, to insist that the Democrats somehow step to the plate at this stage of the game and make the issue of gay marriage, or same-sex marriage, their number one issue, as Newsom has done in San Francisco, I don't think is an achievable goal. I think that there are equally as important issues that must be vetted and that must be addressed and that from a practical standpoint must be employed in order for Democrats to gain control in all of the various levels of government where they can ultimately produce some sanity on the same-sex marriage issues. But for gay and lesbians, transgenders and bisexuals to insist that every Democrat, if that is in fact what the posturing is, make this the top issue, I think is a mistake. I don't think it is something that is actually being asked. I don't think it's being sought. I don't think it is even on the agenda in the fashion that this news story seems to make it. There doesn't appear to be such a quote. When we had someone from the Human Rights Campaign yesterday on the air, he did not say Democrats will be rejected as gaining the support of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgenders if they don't make same-sex marriage the highest priority. I would do what we've done here in California and what I did some 30-plus years ago when no one else was on this issue, when I decriminalized sexual acts between consenting adults, I would find a way to make sure that the population that you're attempting to have follow your leadership and give you votes are enthusiastic about it without being fatalistic about it. In some cases, it could be fatalistic, and you don't want to put your person in that position. And I would guess that most people in the gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual community would not want to do that either.
And that's what would Willie do on the Quake today. And this is part of the issue that is going between Republicans and Democrats. Karl Rove, the Republicans in 2004, made it a big issue that what was going on in San Francisco and Massachusetts was somehow threatening a marriage in Peoria, Illinois. And today you see this, Will Durst, on what Karl Rove had to say?
Yeah, he's pretty much saying go back out and portray Democrats as being wussies again. The whole thing that Dick Cheney, if the Democrats get in, if John Kerry is elected president, we will have another 9-1-1. We will be attacked again.
Yeah, Karl Rove said Iraq would fall to terrorists and Abu Musab al-Zarqawi would not have been killed. He went on to say when it gets tough, when it gets difficult, they fall back on that party's old pattern of cutting and running. This was in the paper today from a speech that Karl Rove made in Manchester, New Hampshire over the weekend.
And that's probably what they will continue to do, and it's old playbook. I think you have to have a new playbook for every single solitary election.
Yeah, but the old playbook seemed to have worked pretty good in the last couple of elections.
Keep in mind, Democrats developed a new playbook in the state of California last fall in the contest involving the four initiatives that the governor was in fact pushing. And that new playbook worked, and it worked very well. Whether or not that playbook can continuously be employed, I don't think so. I think you have to do a playbook based on the circumstances, based on the candidate, and based on the candidacy. And I believe that if Republicans resort to that old playbook, they will be playing into the hands of the Democrats, provided the Democrats do a new playbook. And the new playbook clearly must include bringing the troops home.
I think that should be their focus. I think it should be their point issue.
And this business of saying Republicans want to tax the wealthy, tax cuts for the wealthy, I think Democrats are making a mistake. I don't think that ought to be way down on the agenda. I think the whole issue of, are you now comfortable that if your kid got sick tomorrow, somebody would cover your kid and provide him with medical care? If you're not, my candidate intends to do that. Don't have to say how, when, and where. But I do think you have to become identified with things of that nature, and you have to really sell it. And you have to sell it on the idea that you're better than anybody else on this particular issue, and that the other guy is really bad on this issue.
Well, according to Waldman, it's all about personalities. I'm not sure we have a personality running the party right now. Nancy Pelosi, very, very smart, but she doesn't seem like a general guy. So maybe we need a general guy, a guy out there.
Nancy is probably as good as you're going to get, period. And believe me, in my opinion, that's good enough.
Amen.
Looking for a leader, as Neil Young would put it. Todd Davis has some news on identity theft, something that happened with Hotels.com and how you can protect yourself in our next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
For 15 years, we've been telling you how the Scooter Store provides freedom and independence to people with limited mobility. Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. My wife, Susanna, and I started the Scooter.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You